listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Roger Sutton. University of Michigan researchers say while problems with bathing are common among older adults, the problems can be prevented with early intervention. Occupational therapist Susan Murphy is lead author of a report by a team of UM and Veterans Administration researchers.
We used a videotape analysis. We went into people's apartments of two congregate housing facilities and asked them to demonstrate how they get in and out of their shower or tub. 71% of people that had a shower stall were doing unsafe things, and 19% of people with tubs were unsafe during the transfer. We observed people that were fully clothed in a dry environment and saw these problems and would expect that there would be many more problems if we actually saw the slippery surfaces and how they were negotiating.
Murphy says the research subjects were all 60 years of age or older with no cognitive impairment.
We were looking at how people were using features in their environment. Most bathroom setups had a vertical bar on their way into a shower or tub, and then once they were in the enclosure, there was a horizontal grab bar. Most people did use those bars, but what we were concerned about is the other things that they were using, like sliding glass doors on a shower stall or parts of the tub, towel bars, things like that. 3/4 of people that had a shower stall were using the sliding glass door for support, getting into or out of their shower, which we feel is pretty unsafe. The sliding glass door was the biggest issue, followed by towel bars. And then we also found that 1/3 of the sample had performance difficulties, kind of a plopping or falling into the tub or a tub seat, or having difficulty getting their legs over the tub side.
Murphy says while bathrooms in senior housing facilities are designed to be safe, older adults often do not know the difference between a grab bar and a towel bar, and they may have unsafe strategies of getting into and out of their shower or tub.
Bathing is the first daily living activity that people start to lose their independence. I think people don't really think about it because it's so routine to look at what are they actually using as supports to get in and out, and are those things designed to hold weight? There's just a lot of education that could happen, but for seniors themselves, there's a lot of questions they could ask themselves about how am I doing this and is this safe? For a lot of the people in our study, they would put a towel down on their floor and then get in. And we hope for non-skid bath mats as opposed to towels on the floor.
Murphy says some homes may need a reassessment of their bathroom's design.
In independent housing, we sort of make bathrooms like regular bathrooms in every home, not anticipating some of the common things that might occur with people like arthritis and vision problems and cognitive impairment, where we could start to plan for some of these things in our design. Water controls, where levers are easier for people with arthritic hands, visual contrasts put in for people that start to have vision problems. Built-in shower seats were inadequate. They're not large enough for people to actually use for that purpose, so they end up being shampoo holders. Then they have to put in an extra seat.
In the future, Murphy hopes to look at proactive ways of promoting safety.
A preventive occupational therapy visit. So when they're moving in to a facility because they've become more frail or their independence was decreased in some way, it would be a really nice opportunity at that point to look at prevention and to educate people about what are their safety features, what shouldn't they be using, help them practice a strategy of their bath transfer.
Murphy says healthcare professionals need to become involved in helping to prevent bathing disability instead of just treating people in the hospital after they have had a fall in the bathroom.
This whole study shows the importance of prevention, trying to think about problems that seems sort of commonplace, but yet the common sense it takes to do some of these things can be the cure.
Susan Murphy holds an appointment in the University of Michigan Medical School's Geriatric Medicine Department.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.